Rainey didn't say anything. She didn't have the words to comfort him.
Someone else pulled that trigger,
Shep said tiredly, stubbornly.
Mark my words. And you gotta help me prove it, because a state detective and a federal agent aren't going to care. They don't live here. They don't know Danny the way we do. So it's just you and me, the way it was 14 years ago. Just you and me again.
You didn't do me any favors 14 years ago, Shep. Shep's gaze simply fell to the deck. Rainey sighed. She moved over to the deck railing and dumped out her bottle of beer. She said what she needed to say, soft, so no one could hear. Shep didn't pry. He knew better after all these years. After a moment, she turned back to him. Come on, Shep. I'll drive you home. Crouched behind a dense cover of trees, the man finally released his breath. It had been no good. She always ducked her head when she spoke, so even with the binoculars, he couldn't see clearly enough. Maybe if he brought a video camera one night, he could record her actions, then play them back for someone who specialized in lip reading. An expert might be able to see enough. But that would be sharing. He didn't want to share. Rainey was special. His. He planned to keep it that way. The man rocked back on his heels, pursing his lips as he considered his options. His head was buzzing a bit. He'd stayed in the bar long enough to have two beers, even though he shouldn't have. But Ruddy Face had still been standing there, looking down at him all stern and tough. It had punched buttons better left alone, and he'd found he couldn't back down. So he'd stayed, drinking down beer he couldn't taste, and feeling that measured, hateful stare. Then he'd simply started to laugh. The whole thing was too damn funny for words. Old men thinking war would be good for kids. Give them a Hitler and they won't have to kill one another. The man had started to laugh, and he was still laughing when he left the bar, watching old Ruddy Face shake his head. Fuck Ruddy Face. Fuck 'em all. If only they knew.